Robert Buddy Rich was a down-on-his-luck kind of guy, maybe better described as a no-luck kind of guy. As he sat on the cold, bare cement floor of the holding cell, crowded with so many other people, he pondered how his luck had failed him yet again. Just hours earlier, he had been the life of the party at his birthday bash. What a party! All his friends and family were there, and the food and booze flowed until 2 a.m. His wife Pam had took his keys from him and told him he could catch a ride home with a friend because she was going to be damned if he was throwing up in her new car again.
"Buddy," she chided, "once was more than enough and you are wasted worse than George Jones on a 3-day bender."
Sweetie, Buddy stammered, "you gonna make me ride home with someone else on my birthday?"
"Damn right," she spewed. "Pity the poor fool who volunteers."
So Pam went around the room searching for the most sober person she could find to volunteer for the ride. Billy Simpson was new to the group, young and engaging, and not much of a drinker. Pam spotted Billy across the room and like a rocket was in his face.
"Billy, are you in driving condition?"
Pam queried. "Sure am, ma'am. Need a lift?" Billy chirped with a smile.
"Well, yes and no,"
Pam responded.
"I need a lift, but it's not for me. It's for the birthday boy."
"Well, of course I will," Billy answered. "It'll be my pleasure, and I will assure you that he will arrive safe and sound."
"Thank you, Billy," Pam added. "You are my new best friend."
So, Billy gathered Buddy, and they headed to the parking lot. Billy's shiny new speeding ticket red F-150 truck awaited them just feet away. They climbed aboard and headed for the house. As they made their way up I-85, Buddy cranked up the sound system as the Eagles sang, "Life in the Fast Lane." Soon, Buddy and Billy were singing in unison as they rolled up the highway.
"What the hell?"
Billy suddenly gasped.
"That sign, what did it say?"
he questioned.
"Damn, Billy,"
Buddy replied.
"I can't see shit. I'm tanked."
"There it is again,"
Billy retorted. Sure enough, a large flashing sign along the median read, "Drug and alcohol check, next exit."
"Crap,"
Billy shouted.
"I need to get off here and now. Check the right lane, buddy."
Buddy gazed over and cleared a quick lane change. As they entered the exit lane, Billy excitedly shouted,
"Man, that was close, but we made it."
But Buddy's streak of luck would rear its ugly head 100 yards later. As they approached the intersection, suddenly a chorus of blue flashing lights surrounded them.
"Oh, shit," Billy exclaimed. "It was a damn setup."
Buddy was in such a stupor he really didn't appreciate how his birthday night was about to end. Suddenly, a bright light was in his eyes as a cop who looked 7 feet tall was tapping on his window, telling him to get his hands up and exit the truck. Billy was experiencing the same demand on his side. They both exited the truck and found themselves on the ground in an instant.
"Don't move, don't talk,"
a large deputy barked.
"Where is your license and registration, sir?"
he asked Billy.
My wallet is in the console,"
Billy replied in a jittery voice.
"Slowly, get up with your hands behind your head. Do you have any weapons or sharp objects on your person or in your possession?"
the deputy queried.
"No, sir,"
Billy responded.
"Then get your license, registration, and insurance card, but do it slowly and deliberately," the deputy instructed.
All the while, Buddy was face down on the freezing concrete, wondering what could possibly happen next. Billy did as instructed and returned to the deputy with the requested items.
"Put your hands behind your head, sir. Have you been drinking tonight?"
the deputy asked.
"Well, sir, I had a couple of beers, but that was hours ago,"
Billy answered, hoping this would be over any moment.